This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, let's set the scene for you. Saturday night, RFK Stadium. Here we go.
There it is.
Now, entering the stadium, we want a pitcher, not a belly itcher.
Hey, bada-bada-bada-bada-bada, swing! Bada!
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise as we honor our country with the singing of the Star Spangled Banner. Please welcome nationally syndicated radio host, Mike O'Mara.
See by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
You did that good in time with the fireworks going off?
I didn't have anything to do with it, Don.
That our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
And I forgot to do the Charlie laugh. Damn it. Too nervous.
Well,
I was still nervous.
You did it for us now, though.
No. Nah. Where Rockets.
Where were you, Charlie?
I was at the game.
All this fuss for a baseball game? Why don't thousands come to watch a teacher inspire a child?
But it did happen. Just yesterday in Crazy Town.
Well spoken, yeah. For white guys, Don and Mike.
No, you done good, Mike.
That was fun.
We had a slurp fest earlier today, and you really did good. We're all very proud of you.
It was a good time. A good time was had by all.
Now let's hear a couple of quick snippets of all of us at the game.
Very good.
This is, I believe, directly after Mike is done singing.
Okay.
His ass is not as red as mine, though. About Janet's goddamn cab ride. I'm sorry, it's all about me, Robbie. You know, Mike did a nice job on the anthem, but how about my girlfriend, huh?
Isn't that the main story at play?
Hey, Jan? How was that cab ride?
Oh, it was very good. I got here at breakneck speed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Mike was good, right?
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he was good, Rob.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good song.
What'd you think of him?
No. You.
Hey, Robert. Robert, what did you think of Uncle Mike singing?
Good.
Say it loud.
Good.
Do you think he was awesome?
Yes.
Do you think he was as good as the Wiggles?
No.
No. Is Uncle Mike gay?
No.
Yes, he is.
Hey.
Will you say, hey, Robert?
What?
What you got on?
Would you say Uncle Mike is gay?
Uncle Mike is not gay.
Ah, he's a smart kid.
Did he say it?
He said he's not gay. He got it right.
Hey, I get backwards psychology, kid.
All right, now here is Mike joining us now.
Made my way right up to you guys.
After he's done with the anthem, this cut is labeled.
I'm still in that post-anthem excitement.
Mike
mode.
Orders every beer.
Mm-hmm.
So when are you singing?
Shut up. Shut the F up. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm in front of my daughters. I'm sorry. Sorry, girls. I don't really talk like that. Yes? Oh, I forgot to do Charlie. I was too nervous.
That sucked.
Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
I feel that you honored America.
Do you really?
I do.
God bless you, Rob Spiewak. I'd like every beer you have.
What do you have? Ultra?
All right, then here's your girlfriend.
Okay.
Carla.
Yep.
Just ask Carla what to.
Carla?
I thought he sucked.
Wow. Thank you, dear.
Short and sweet.
Thank you, dear.
And
I appreciate that, dear.
Hold on. We've got your beautiful daughters. They were great. Both Catherine and Elizabeth.
I didn't hear this interview. I did.
How do you think your old man did?
Great.
What was your favorite part?
I don't know.
Me too. Okay, and now with counterpoint, how do you think your old man did?
He did really good, I think.
Really good or?
Really good.
Let's give it a number grade.
10.
On a scale of what?
1 to 10.
They're not dumb, Rob. Duh. You can't trick them with your fancy interviewing techniques.
I tried
to hex them.
This one is labeled Mike after three beers.
Oh, okay. It didn't take long.
You know, Rob.
We're sitting here in the, what inning is it? It's the bottom of the fourth. What inning? I have trouble. Oh, look at that. We're getting hats. Oh, look at that. Hats. All right, hold on. We're here in the bottom of the third. Top of the fourth. Yes, there. That's it. We're at the eighth? We're in the fourth inning. We are going into the fourth inning. We're in the fourth. We're in the top of the. Boy, I've only had three. I've had three beers. I'm trying to. Rob, are we recording?
Didn't take long at all.
No.
It was a fun time at the ballpark.
Sure.
This one says Law and Order.
Thank you for driving, Carla.
I don't know what this one is.
I think it's important to note, Rob.
Oh, I remember. God, you taped this? For whatever reason, in between innings, they're playing the theme to Law and Order.
Yeah. It was right before the first pitch.
Okay, here
right. The
so when are you singing?
God damn it. Where is it? Here it is. Number five.
I think it's important to note, Rob, that when the Nationals get ready to play, nothing gets the crowd going more than the theme from Law and Order.
America loves Dick Wolf.
Can you hear that? Let's ask the cab girl. What song was that they were just playing?
Law and Order.
What the frick does that have to do with a baseball game, baby?
Everything.
Who was that? Who did I ask that of?
Janet.
The cab girl.
Oh, the cab girl. I thought
that's
you remember
your
the
girlfriend.
Woman. The woman who lives at your house.
Silly.
Yes, that woman.
I thought it was one of the women that we had in front of us. I didn't recognize Jan's voice.
My wife just left me a voice. Today she was at the doctor's with Robert. They were doing a checkup deal, and in the waiting room it was pretty quiet, and he kept asking, is Uncle Mike Day? Oh. And she didn't understand what he was saying until she just heard this tape.
By the way, they play Law and Order when they introduce the umpires, since the umpires are the Law and Order on the baseball field. So they were introducing the umpires when they played that song. That's why they play.
That's very funny.
Ballpark humor.
That's ballpark humor. Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Here's Dennis Murphy showing up.
This is jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. It must be Christmas because here's Dennis Murphy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Dennis, you look great. What's going on?
Congratulations, Mike. You did a good job.
Let's hear 13, excuse me, three beer Mike interviews Dennis.
Rob, I need more cord. We're here with the former anthem singer and national legend, Mr. Dennis Murphy. Dennis, I know I speak for the entire crew when I'm alerting you to the fact that it's been 2002 since you provided us with any significant amount of Christmas gifts. And I have to ask you why.
Because I've been on downtime, but now time got picking up.
I'd also like to point out that I'm effectively 20 to 22 inches away from your mouth, and I can smell your breath as though there's a corpse in the seat behind me. What are you doing about those teeth?
You know, for everything you say about Rob being one note, you are one note with Dennis.
You weren't breathing on him. I mean, he was.
Right to his teeth every
time.
I
can't ignore it. It is so powerful. The breath is so foul. It is so close to me. And I'm doing the hand to hand, and he's getting close to me because we fully extended the cord. That's why I asked for more cord so I could push it further away. But because of this, I had to go about 10 inches between my face and Dennis's face. and it was overwhelming in the middle of a breezy ballpark.
I'm getting them fixed. I got health insurance now.
Fixed.
In a month, I will know what to have to do.
And why did you give copies of your CD to my girlfriend?
Because I promised Carla last year at the Wisconsin National thing that I owe her two CDs.
And how are your business ventures going?
Actually, I went out to Sacramento in December, and I bought two cases.
Thank you very much. All right. Well, that's Dennis Murphy, and we're here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the score, Nationals 0, Mets 0. And anything you'd like to add to that?
That's where that guy just ends.
Good enough.
That's where it got shut off there.
Did you hear my interview with Dennis?
I'd like to say something there. You know, I'm here to watch a f***ing game, and I know your daughters are here, but I'm doing this for comedy. We'll bleep it out there, girls.
I'm putting the recorder in between you and my daughters.
I'm trying to imitate someone at her Boston game. You know, there's nothing more aggravating than someone who runs their goddamn mouth the whole game while I'm trying to watch when you're speaking to your deformed friend. And girls, I'm sure that's a word you've heard before.
Deformed?
Your deformed friend.
We use it around the house.
No,
the word deformed.
No, I meant, Mike,
dinner? This actually does sound like you and me at a party.
Not deformed.
Hold on, I just missed the part where I didn't mean to say it in front of your daughters.
Right.
I said, no, I'm not talking about deformed. I said F.
And we use it around the word deformed.
No, I meant, I meant the word not deformed.
I have occasionally used that word. I believe
beers are here.
I was half an hour late getting to the game, and I used the word several times in the car.
You said deformed, deformed.
I said, man, this deformed traffic.
Deform you.
These deformers.
Mother deformers.
Hey, deform me, deform you. Rob.
Rob, that was me. When you hear that, Rob, that's Rob with me holding the microphone up so he'll take it from me.
Hi.
You did good.
I thought I was going to throw up.
How come you didn't do the Charlie thing?
Because I freaked out.
You did good, though.
I did a little more formal than I did at the minor league ballpark. And the next stop, I want to go to Fenway Park. And that won't happen. This is it. I've reached the mountain, and now, like a spider, I can die.
What does that mean?
I have no idea what that meant. Wasn't that right after I did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in that post-stress thing.
Some of these are out of order. My apologies.
Well, Mike, it looks like there's not going to be a no-hitter. Is that a double negative?
Not in baseball, Rob. A no-hitter is...
That's the closing.
That's three beers.
That's
fifth inning. That's four beers. Yeah, that's fifth inning.
That's
exactly when I was done talking on the microphone.
That's the cut that's labeled closing. Let's hear it again.
This should be pointed out that that's about the fifth inning when he lost the no-hitter, and that was right before I left.
Closing.
Well, Mike, it looks like there's not going to be a no-hitter. Is that a double negative?
Not in baseball, Rob. A no-hitter is...
Thank you.
I thought he sucked.
Hey.
I thought he sucked.
Wow.
Okay. Wowsy woo-woo.
That'll come in handy.
Very cool. What do you think of the performance, Carla?
I thought he sucked.
I was Mike in bed last night.
I thought he sucked.
Oh, God. I was Mike as a lover.
I thought he sucked.
You're going to get... Your finger's going to start bleeding.
How's Mike as a musician?
I thought he sucked.
How's Mike as a restaurateur?
I thought he sucked.
Wow. Permanent in a place of honor.
Ouch. Okay, well, Mike, great job last night.
Thank you.
Saturday night, excuse me.
Thank you all for coming. I had a good time. We'll do it again somewhere down the road.
It was good. When we come back, we'll talk to a man who fell asleep during the baseball game.
That's right.
In one of his, and you were still maintaining outside with the fellas that you weren't sleeping. You were just laying down.
No, I don't. I do this a lot. I lay down wherever I go. The last time we went camping, I spent a lot of that weekend just laying down. But I wasn't sleeping, neither on the camping trip or at the baseball game.
That's how he's able to maintain his cat-like reflexes.
That's right.
Just lays down.
Keeps me sharp.
For 8 hours a night, he lays down. He doesn't sleep.
No sleeping, just laying down.
Yeah, that's right, and he doesn't fart either.
That's right.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, we'll get it right after this. Oops, sorry, that was my mistake. Here's the button.
This is the Don and Mike Show.